And time now once again to join Des Cahill with the sports news.
Hi Mary, we're going to start with news of the European Football Championships. There appear to be kind of mixed messages coming out about Dublin hosting four games. The FAI have not given up on Dublin staging the matches in June. And while UEFA have said they're committed to hosting the championships across 12 European cities, it's also reported today that UEFA are considering rationalising the 12-city approach due to the COVID-19 restrictions, and that Dublin would be under threat because of those rationalisation plans. Although UEFA concedes capacity crowds across the continent are unrealistic for the tournament, it's reported that they've informed host cities of a minimum partial attendance of 25%. That would mean about 12,000 fans in the Aviva Stadium for the matches involving Sweden, Slovakia and Poland. Public health officials, though, are not in a position to guarantee that concession, especially because other sports like GAA and rugby will be understandably seeking equality for their major fixtures by that stage. Meanwhile, a decision is set to be taken by the end of this month on whether overseas spectators will be allowed to attend this year's Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo. The Olympics are due to start on the 23rd of July, having been delayed by 12 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The International Olympic Committee's president, Thomas Bach, explained they're working on a vaccination plan for all of those set to be involved in any way at the Games.
We are making all the efforts to contribute to this safety, also on the side of the participants. This is why we have started this initiative, in particular with all the NOCs of the world, to have as many participants as possible arriving vaccinated to Tokyo.
Now, in English Premier League, Manchester United's slim hopes of winning the title faded further last night when they could only draw 0-0 at Crystal Palace. It was a drab encounter, and the result leaves second-place United 14 points adrift of the leaders, Manchester City. And United go into Sunday's derby game against City, having now failed to score in three successive matches. United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer admitted last night's performance was a concern.
Yeah, definitely. We're just going through a little bit of a patch now where we can't seem to create the big opportunities. That little bit of the rhythm and the tempo that we're used to. Then again, you're playing against a team that make it hard to play, and we didn't deserve to, or we didn't create enough chances to win the game.
You've got goal scorers out there, Cavani, one of them. Why is it not working at the moment?
Yeah, so one, that's it's a positive that we don't concede goals. Of course, clean sheets, but to win games you need to score. It just hasn't clicked. We kept giving the ball away. We kept missing the last pass or the cross. We had two decent opportunities second half. Dan's header and Scott came through there, but we just didn't have the reason is sometimes it just doesn't work. We have the quality, as you say.
Now, Leicester City could have leapfrogged United into second place, but they could only manage a 1-1 draw at Burnley. Vidra had given Burnley the lead. Kelechi Iheanacho was on the mark with a stunning finish to rescue a point for Leicester. And bottom team Sheffield United beat Aston Villa 1-0 at Bramall Lane, despite playing much of the second half with 10 men after Phil Jagielka was sent off. The goal came from former Republic of Ireland international David McGoldrick. In the Championship, Norwich City are now 10 points clear at the top after a 1-0 win at home to nearest rivals Brentford. And in Scotland, Rangers scored a late goal to beat Livingston 1-0 in a game where their manager Stephen Gerrard was shown a red card for arguing with the referee. Rangers are now 18 points ahead of Celtic in the league table. Liverpool play Chelsea tonight, and ahead of that game, the Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has said this club will not release any players for international duty in the coming weeks if they have to quarantine on their return. In athletics news, Dara McIlhenny is to miss this week's European Indoor Championships in Poland because of an inconclusive coronavirus test. It's tough on him. He had been due to run in the men's 3,000 metres at the championships. Brian Fay will replace him in the event. The championships begin this evening with Andrew Coskeran, Paul Robinson and Luke McCann competing in the men's 1,500 metres heats. Michelle Finn goes in the women's 3,000. In horse racing news, a fantastic performance from jockey Holly Doyle. She equaled her own record of winning 5 races at one meeting when she notched up consecutive victories at Kempton Park at combined odds of over 2,500 to 1. She looked set to claim an historic 6th win before being caught in the closing stages on the favourite Chinese Whisperer in the final race. Finally, a reminder that racing at home today is in Clonmel, and the first race there is off at 2:20.
Des, thank you.